Hello everyone, how are you today? Happy Monday. It is Saturday for me, but Monday when you all will hear this. So happy Monday. I hope your weekend was great. I am trying to get into a better habit of just recording these little updates or Guaita's Corner podcast opinion. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but I'm trying to get in a better habit of doing it and making it quick, but still continuing with my journal, because I do believe that it's not helping in a big way, but it is helping, considering everything that's going on. So, you know, just a quick update, life, work, health, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so I think last week I touched a little bit on work, so I'm just going to touch a little bit on work and what my work is like. Currently, I work for a not-for-profit organization in D.C. We have been out since the second week of March, and they've been giving us, you know, like, I would say bi-monthly, they give us a new day to return. So last week, we got an email saying that we would not be returning till December 31st. But as we know, it's not really December 31st because people are on vacation. So it is looking like January. And I don't know what I feel about that. Like, my daughter and I sat down to talk about the best and the worst things that have come out of this pandemic. To some degree, I like working from home. I do miss my friends that I've made over the past 21 years that I've been there. And that's probably the one thing that I get. When I go to work, I get to fellowship and be with people, and we can talk and we share our frustrations or our goals or what's happening or what's not. And during this process, I have not been able to see these folks. So it's been, you know, a little stressful trying to work with other departments and just get stuff done. How do I feel about January? I feel pretty good about January, considering how things are going. I feel good about January. I still have that September upcoming movie brunch day, and the more I think about it, the more I'm like, might be a no for me, dog. I don't know. This is the very thing they talk about, even in families, about getting together, and then 2 weeks later, people have it, and you don't know if you're carrying it. My cousins are younger, my aunt is older. You don't know if you're carrying it. You don't know what's happening. The next thing you know, several members of your family have it. So, I don't know. In the back of my head, I know that it is best to kind of avoid those situations and just maybe plan for another day. I don't know. I'm still working that out. We'll see. What else happened last week? Oh my goodness. Setting up a Zoom call for my dad and my cousins. That was challenging. No one knows where buttons are or anything is. They're having problems connecting. You can see me, you can't see me, you can hear me, you can't hear me. It's in Zoom, although it's a beautiful thing if you have it through your employer, because your resources are unlimited. If you use a free account, you cannot talk for any more than 30 minutes. It has to have a password. Sometimes people have trouble remembering a password. It does make you download it to your system. It's just kind of all sorts of things. So I don't know. I'm still working with Zoom. That's my thoughts on that. And let me see. Oh, and on Friday, I posted me trying to make, or an attempt to make, or I have made doll furniture. So I am done with my doll sofa. And actually, because today is Saturday, I'm actually sitting here sewing little pillows. You don't realize how relaxing certain tasks are until you sit down to do it. And when you're sewing, you can't really concentrate on anything else. You can listen. Like, I wish I had a book to listen to. Right now, my book is an ebook. So I wish I had a book to listen to or something like that while I'm sewing. It would be really relaxing. But yeah, it came out okay. I would love to try it again, maybe to see what else I can make or if it would come out a little better. I think I struggled in the gluing when it came, not just gluing, doing the batting. When it came to putting on the batting and making those seams even, it's looking kind of janky, but they're dolls. I mean, you get where I'm going with this. So who's gonna see it? Me? Yes, in the blogosphere. I don't know however many people, but hey, I tried and I'm going to keep trying until I can't do it anymore, till the wheels fall off. How about that? I'm just going to keep trying and doing, because that's how we learn as individuals. We just keep doing. So that's how that went, the home search. So I'm still looking. Unfortunately, well, in a way, it's good and it's bad. And this is how we know God is good. I prayed that because I was feeling some type of way and really not happy. Why can't I find anything around here? And boom, I do a Zillow search, and there it was. Out of my price range, but there it was. But I didn't ask God to keep it in my price range. I just asked God, why can't I find something around here? And there it was. So, you know, when you reach out and you're asking for that blessing, you know, I want to be clear and I want to be specific about my intentions. I want this home to be something I can afford, something that's workable. It can be a fixer-upper, but not to the point where I have to tear down walls, because I need something, preferably I would like something that's move-in ready that I can put my own finishes in. And just be able to relax and enjoy and paint a wall and change my mind and paint it again and put up a nail and, oh, don't like it, and change it again. And, you know, any other situations that arise, yes, I know that's my problem, but again, it's my problem to handle. I think when you're thinking about home ownership, you always have to prepare for the inevitable of a hole in the roof, or, you know, new heating, new windows, new whatever, something leaks, something bursts. You have to be prepared for these things. And this is why I think a lot of people get house poor, because they're just working to pay their mortgage and something goes wrong and they can't fix it. And then what's around you is deteriorating. I don't want it to be like that. I figure if I get into something that where it didn't require too much work and it was a very solid home, solid foundation, not really old but not brand new construction, then I would have a good chance of being able to take care of this house inside and out on my own. And that is the goal. Like, it's really crazy because right now I see myself in my home. I see myself entertaining whenever we can do that. I see myself just really nesting and being able to, you know, breathe and relax in so many things. A lot of the anxiety that I have here is I feel like I'm so focused on keeping this place pristine that I'm not living in it. So it's just one of those, you know, kind of things. But yeah, other than that, we're still, you know, doing our thing. My daughter has been doing really good at planning activities for the week, where we sing and do karaoke or watch movies or play games. You know, it's something to do besides sitting and staring at a wall. I mean, yes, we're actively reading. I'm actively working on my blog and planning and working on a budget and writing, just trying to do other things. But we did pose to do twice a week, and not every day, a question of the day. So I'm going to flip our question of the day from last Thursday back on to you all. And this was my question to her for both of us to answer, not hers to me, because she has a question and then I have a question. And my question for you all is, what good things have happened from this as a result of this pandemic? What good has come out of it? And what bad, what unfortunate thing has come out of it, besides the obvious hundreds and thousands of people losing their lives? And I told her my one thing that has come out of this is not being comfortable around the people that I love, and not being able to hug the people that I love. Humans are emotional creatures. We need people, we need love, we need fellowship, we need support. And being apprehensive about being in a room with your own family and people that don't want to do you any harm but unknowingly can, is the one thing that is, like, it's crushing You know what I mean? So what are the good and the bad things that have come out of this pandemic for you? You can share it down in the comments, write it down in your journal. Hopefully it helps you on whatever journey you're on. I'm about to be out. Continue to read to the bottom of this blog post for list. See, I don't have my book open. That's how unprepared y'all I am. Anyway, continue to read to the bottom where I work through that calm exercise. Other than that, that's going to be it. I'm going to wrap this up. I think I've included some Know Thyself print work or artwork. I'm still working on more. I haven't yet because I'm working on this doll sofa. But once I'm done with that, I'm going to continue doing my digital art. Every Monday, I'm putting up a new free piece of art. Make sure you go to those freebies, though. I think I changed that, but make sure you go to free downloads where I've got templates and art and everything, you know, I'm working on because I want to share, you know, and all that good stuff. So, I will see you all next Monday. That's what I'm planning on in my head next Monday. And I want everyone to go out and have a good week, have a blessed week, have a productive week, and above all else, know thyself.